You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back-to-school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Feels like for the first time in many days or weeks, there's no rain to start the day off here, driving to work. Very calm. I had no issues with road construction or slow drivers. It was probably the most pleasant drive I've had in all year, in the year 2025.
No road rage.
I don't know what happened.
I know road rage
I gave
here.
No weird looks at anybody, no angry looks.
It was smooth.
Pretty smooth sailing into work
What's
today.
What's the deal with the humidity?
There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's not the heat.
Oh,
it's the humidity that gets you. Yeah, I love that one. Try it out today.
I will.
Try it out. See if you can get somebody to take the say, it's not so much the heat, and don't say anything else. See if you can get the response.
You know you will.
It's appropriate.
It's right. It's what happens in this state.
Yeah, I'm going to try it out several times. Everybody I talk to, I'm going to say, it's not so much the heat.
Hit them all.
And just let it go with that and just see if they go for it.
But it is 100% appropriate right now. Yeah. It's only going to be 89 today.
Yeah, it's insane humidity.
Yeah,
it's rough. Corn sweat. Got to be corn sweat still. We're getting past that.
We're still in corn sweat, I think.
I looked at next week, and right now, knock on wood, it says all 70s. We're talking 70s next week. End of August.
Starting
Monday or Sunday.
That would be incredible.
There's hope on the horizon here, it appears.
Frost is on the way.
Well, it's already dark out, Bill. It's not a sign.
Hey, didn't we have a competition in first frost?
Ooh. We did. I think I was the earliest, and I regret that.
And I don't remember the date. You went ahead of time.
I went like early October, I went early
didn't
October.
Did we not write that down?
Somewhere.
I thought we put it on the board.
On the board?
Not on the board. Might be somewhere.
No, I thought we put a paper over here somewhere.
Yeah, we did. We wrote it down. We didn't just...
Well, things get thrown away at this stage. We can go back and see. Anybody remembers
anybody
what we said for
find that
first
day,
frost? I think I was the one that was embarrassingly early for the first frost.
You'd have been the first frost in the history of recording.
Yeah.
So that would have like put you in a little bit of dire straits to start with. I tell you what else is impressive. When we come in the morning, so I used to come down O Street. Now I curve off on Antelope Parkway, is that right?
Yep.
I make that little turn so I don't go past the rail and iguanas and those
places. Oh, you don't.
But today, I just have such a passion for the semi drivers. Today it was like a Cisco driver, I believe, for food they're dropping off. but they have to go to work like it so they can get downtown and get into these areas. They must be down here, what, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning?
I'd say 4, 3 or 4, yeah.
I mean, they have to be. Otherwise, traffic just boggle their whole day. And so they're down there unloading stuff this morning.
It's rough.
It's 5:30 in the morning. They're unloading stuff.
Where are they unloading?
What's that? Right. Just on these streets all around here. There's restaurants, Steve. And bars and stuff.
I saw one at I see them at Casey's sometimes over here.
Yeah. And they do it so early. So just big shout out to those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I used to always see them unloading, that used to like a Miller Lite truck at 5:15 in the morning, you know, hauling beer into the rail. And I was like, wow, that's a lot. But I would be doing that, too, because I wouldn't want to deal with the traffic.
I wonder, that must be it, right?
Yeah, I think 100%.
That's got to be it. Yeah. It's got to be it.
You can't park your rig on O Street at noon.
They do, and they get the bird. And they know they're getting the bird from people. But
you give them the bird, Jake?
I do not do that. Okay, now that's a revelation.
It's not always me giving them the bird, but there's people doing it.
I've never even thought about that. I thought somebody doing their job. It's interesting.
It clogs up traffic, and sometimes you get frustrated and you get selfish.
When I see the Baldwin shop out of toilet paper and roads, I don't give them the bird.
I do that on the radio.
Yeah. If you guys want to rewind that, you can see that on
the bird.
Yeah. Why is
sip flip the bird to O Street?
I mean, if you're demonstrating it, I wasn't giving it to anybody.
No, yeah, it's just demonstration. It's
demonstration,
fine.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Sip is wearing
an expensive shirt. What's the brand?
This is Robag.
I don't think it's that expensive.
The dog on your left.
It's a Labrador.
It's a lab. That's the Roback logo. Yes. Roback is a very nice brand. It's a very nice polo we have on.
That shirt's at least $75.
Oh, it's not.
It is. And
that's a Labrador.
It's a dog.
I'm gonna say it's
the Roback dog.
I thought it was a beagle. I thought it was a penguin.
I can assure you, Bill, we have never ever seen this shirt.
I just saw the advertising on ESPN. I think it was or NFL Network, one of the two. In the last day, because I go, oh, look at that brand. This looks like a pretty cool brand. Yeah, it's a very popular. It's kind of an outdoorsy, a little bit. Is that right, Jake? I think that at least in the commercials, they show people walking through.
It's a popular, nice brand, and we've never seen this polo before. It must be brand spanking new.
Where'd you go get this at? Where'd this appear? Just let us know. Where'd this appear?
Why are we doing this?
We're all friends here.
We're all friends here. Let us know, because this is way out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, Sean gets a deal.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. That's enough said.
And do you think Sean's going to be all of a sudden getting stuff from knockoff brand?
So I got 3 shirts in a package deal for relatively. See, that's why I say I'm not going to get into the numbers, but it was a package deal, and I got 3 of them.
That's nice. I like that shirt.
They came yesterday. I like it too.
Well, I'm going to talk to Sean. He's on air today, right? We're going to see if maybe me and Jake can get this.
He's on at 8 o'clock with us.
He might be able to get you. He might be able to get you a deal.
Yeah.
We'll use the Sean Callahan deal. That's fine. No shame.
I think what he's doing is just trying to help his enterprise a little bit. Like, so I don't show up to events in t-shirts and gym shorts.
Enterprise. Nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. And I like this. I do like the shirt, so whatever.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I got a text from Bill at 6 a.m., start off the show, and he got a text from somebody else from last night, some attire you were in.
God, you guys are crazy.
This is get your crazy Raider shirt on.
What kind of picture is that?
Well, it's you speaking. Where were you last night? Give us some rundown here. What was going on?
Oh, yeah. I was in York.
Was it a paid event where people paid?
Trevor, were they paying to
come in?
It was the Husker night at Elks.
At the Elks, Husker night at the Elks. What did you have for food?
At York. Trevor, our friend Trevor Wells.
Yes.
Orchestrated this. It was a hot dog bar.
Hot dog bar.
He had to watch
Sounds
me.
Pretty good.
He had to, oh, it was really good. And all I had was a hot dog. I just had a hot dog and 2 Coors Lights. And it was perfect. So it was great. It was a great night. God, the people, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't really ready for it, but when you're in an event like that, you don't really have to be ready because everybody else is ready. So it was great.
So you went in unprepared. So you were hired.
Give me your questions. What do you got?
You were hired to speak in an event. You came in unprepared. Okay.
No. Here's
the good name, Steve Sipple.
Anybody else want some of this?
I was prepared. I didn't. I just my preparation is driving there and thinking about what I'm going to say. So it was good. I mean, it worked out.
40 minutes of prep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I do this for my living, so I don't have to look up a bunch of stuff, you know.
Just kind of there, right?
Yeah. So I had a spiel planned, and I'll use the similar spiel. And I think I have one tomorrow.
And tonight. And next Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
With us.
So just, I can do the pregame spiel.
Are you using anything from the stool? Are you?
I don't think I did. Okay.
What about tonight?
I just don't want an infringement on.
There's no copyright.
Copyright infringement.
I need to mention Jorian Vada. Jory and Vada, yes, they gave me a gift, and I appreciate it. It's they're what do you call these
wristbands?
They made them, presented them to me after the show, and I really appreciate it because I was wearing this wristband from Sophia that she brought back from El Salvador, and it broke.
Does she know that?
I'm waiting to see her.
She does not know that you broke her wristband.
I haven't seen her in a couple days. And when I was seeing, she's my neighbor, and I just go like that, show her. Now I can't do that because I broke
you
it.
You still do it, but then it'll be an odd one because it'll be a gift from someone else. So you can still do that.
I'll have to explain it.
That's not my wristband.
Do you guys have ever seen, which we've talked about this before, the George Costanza wallet?
It's big.
It's big.
Sip Haddock Costanza.
Sip Haddock. It's right there. Look at it.
And that's actually better than it was, Billy.
That's incredible.
That used to be so much worse than that. Double the size.
I couldn't imagine driving a truck with that in my...
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time to clean it up. But I did clean it up.
Yeah, that is actually...
That's a back problem waiting to happen, Steve.
Oh, it's not.
It really is. You're going to get out of line.
Any
chiropractors out there, please chime in. If you have a 4-pound wallet in your back pocket, is that a problem? Because it's a lot.
You run into a problem when you clean it out, see what happens, and then your cards fall out because there's not enough in them.
Sometimes you hit that spot.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Get all that thing, and you have some dumb stuff in there. I know. Yep. I do. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, hang on. This isn't going to work.
Kind of the pad for this part.
Stuff's falling out here.
Right. So you almost got to repad it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll clean that up. I almost don't want to because I want to see how long that wall will go. I think it's 20 years old.
I've had mine for 20 plus years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, 20 plus years.
So you almost don't want
to
go.
How about when you're trying to wedge the business card in there, but you don't have enough room, so it just bends over halfway in?
Oh, absolutely.
And you're trying to wedge it in there, and you're like, and then you just kind of go, if it's all right. And just
put a different pocket.
Yeah, what is this?
Sorry. Can't do it this time.
And then you're looking through, and you have a business card from like 1988.
Oh, somebody.
Guy's deceased.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I stopped with this other. I do some other things in my life.
I know.
And I stopped looking for somebody. I was in a small town. So I went through and I kind of had this book and I was kind of like, so they're no longer with us. Mm. Oh, sorry to hear that. And I go to the next one. They're no longer with us.
Noticing a trend here.
They just passed. And I go, I'm going to put the book away. Yeah. So I did. I asked for three people. All three are deceased, and I just go. I go. You know, here's what we're gonna
go different route.
We're gonna put the book away. So I just asked him, "Is there anyone in this area that is alive?" And they said, "Yes, you'd want to talk to so and so." I said, "That'd be great. Thank you. You can direct me to them."
This book is not the one.
This book is just a book of death.
How many comments on the Raiders polo last night?
A lot of breakers, by the way.
Were there breakers?
Yeah, a lot of amazing.
Any names?
I'm always amazed that people listen to our show. I'm like, really?
They're out of Lincoln. They're outside Lincoln.
They're in New York.
Yeah. They're in New York. We have a lot of listeners.
Trevor is a very, Trevor's a dedicated listener. Trevor Wells.
Who else?
God bless him. I don't know names. I can't remember everybody's. I don't want, and I got to be careful with that.
Gotcha.
Because you know how that goes.
First of all, maybe they weren't even supposed to be at that last night. They were supposed to be. Maybe they told their wives they were doing something else, and they were at the Elks. Yeah, so don't say their name.
It's a fundraiser.
I have to go to this, and it turns out that,
they're at a hot dog.
Freaking beard-eating hot dog with Sip.
At a hot dog bar.
Okay, and I'll tell you the issue that you guys don't really have this issue, but they remember everything you say. I mean, you can't. They'll throw stuff back at you. You're like, oh, God, I did say that. You know? So you got to kind of be on your screws when you get on.
It's kind of like the old statement, if you never lie, you never have to remember what you said.
Well, not lie. It's not about lying. It's just about they know everything you say. So it's, I don't know. I'm always reminded, just be careful on that microphone.
Did you get a hut?
No huts.
Okay.
Any Randys at all?
No
Randys. Just a bunch of breakers. And there was a...
Nobody yelled anything?
No, not really.
Kind of questioned the York.
Where's the hash holes at?
Yeah, Trevor kind of questioned.
There's no yelling.
Kind of questioned.
No, there was just a...
So you're telling me from across the room there was not a better times?
Now that you mentioned better times, there was a couple better times comments.
Okay, better times.
Because we had somebody at Casey and the Sunshine Band heard me from,
from across the concert.
Right. No, now that you mentioned it, better times was mentioned a few times.
Okay, so you had something from the show then.
Yeah. It was nice. No, but it was a lot of... God dang. Great crowd. I mean, when I walked
bumper to bumper.
It was pretty it was packed. When I walked in
was there an ovation when you walked in?
No.
Was there clapping?
Good God, no. No, but a friend from the Journal Star early days, 80s, his parents were there. Dick Hodge and Sue Hodge. Mm-hmm. Nick
Dick
Hodge.
And Sue Hodge.
Yeah, that was amazing. To me, because Dick is just like Nick. It freaked me out. And I think my hearing's not as good as it used to be. I think he introduced himself as, I'm Nick Hodge. And I was like, and it immediately freaked me out because I'm like, wait a second, I know a Nick Hodge and you look kind of like him, except you're 40 years older. And he might have said Dick Hodge. It was Nick's dad, but I thought he said Nick Hodge. And I was like, wait a second, I know a Nick Hodge and you look like him, but you just look older. So he gave me a bill. He goes, took you a while to put that together.
No, didn't.
So yeah, that was good. But it was great, and I appreciate Trevor and everybody there. I really appreciate Trevor because he runs a tight ship.
What'd you put on your dog?
All I put is ketchup, and I ate it in front of Trevor. Trevor, I'm sorry. I apologized to him a couple times.
You woofed it down pretty good.
Yeah, right in front of him.
Yeah.
It was just me and Trevor. We did kind of a pregame talk. And
so you guys met.
Yeah.
You guys met and went over the itinerary for the night.
Yeah, we did.
And there'll be some, if you could talk, we'll have some questions, some Q&A after.
And I hammered a hot dog, and they're big. They're inordinately big hot dogs. And I couldn't, I just...
Are they Fairberry brand? Or
I don't know what the hell they were. But
was
they were
it similar to when I was talking to you while I had my hamburger in the media room at PBA?
You were all right. You weren't obnoxious.
But I did eat a hamburger standing up talking to you and Keith Mann.
It was with people when you're hungry. I was really struck
when you're hungry. You're
people
hungry,
asking
Bill.
why is
Bill Bush here?
in the media
he's
room.
He hamburger.
Ate his dinner standing up. Yes. It was. I did think it was odd.
Like, I did.
Sometimes you do that.
Yeah, people.
He was talking. He was hungry. It's not time to sit down.
I was sitting down, and I was worried about ketchup on my face. But Trevor did make some kind of half-cutting remark. I think I said, "Do I have ketchup on my face?" And he goes, "No, you've been wiping like graciously.
you're clean.
You're okay."
Trevor's a great man. Love him. So
the Elks. Describe the Elks Club to us.
Oh God, they have a long tradition of. You know how this goes. Yes. You've done it. You've been around the state. They go back to Devaney used to speak there. The Elks Club, York, by the way, is really a good town. The Elks Club is really nice. It's been recently remodeled. The upstairs, so you went upstairs to the hot dog bar. There's a hot dog bar. There's a guy sitting in there, and there's, on hot dogs and chips and condiments. And that's where you got your hot dog, and you put it in a... styrofoam thing so you could take it downstairs. I just stayed upstairs and ate mine and met with Trevor. What was your question again?
I also I'm just gonna throw this out there.
What?
I don't think the container you put the hot dog in was styrofoam. There's
it
no
was
chance
white styrofoam.
There's no chance
you
don't
want white.
You sure that it was
like
styrofoam?
A to-go box.
Yeah
Okay,
maybe.
Like
okay, I take that
Kings,
back on that.
Kind of like,
oh, yeah, that's styrofoam.
When I went to,
that's styrofoam,
when,
yeah,
when I had to speak in an event at the Elks Club in Cozad, I joined. Did you join?
No, I don't. Yeah,
I joined. I joined. I have a card.
I didn't join. I don't think they want me to join. But it was definitely styrofoam, and I just put the hot dog in the styrofoam. But anyway, the upstairs is completely remodeled, and it's beautiful.
Pledge of Allegiance? Sometimes there's a Pledge of Allegiance at an event like
we
this.
Did, they might have done one before I got there.
Okay.
I, as you would expect, was not. I was on time, but I wasn't real early. And then, the Elks has an upstairs. It's really nice. And my event was downstairs in a bar area. My event. That sounds so bad.
The event.
The event. Yeah. They came for me.
Was there an ovation? Was there an ovation downstairs at the end? Was there an ovation at the end? Trevor, chime in. Was there an ovation?
It was somewhat of an ovation.
Was there standing? Was there a standing ovation?
No. No, I don't know. It kind of ended. It was a Q&A, and it sort of ended, you know, just organically. There wasn't a grand. Music didn't pop up or anything like it. It just
no one, played you out.
Did anyone walk you to your truck?
No, I stayed for a while, and did all the, you know, I talked to people. There's always follow questions and such. So that was it. It was fun.
Do you ever get slightly annoyed with winning about Rayola this year? Stuff like that. I mean,
really.
What do you think about?
I'm trying to think if there's any questions that annoyed me.
Think the sellout's going to keep going?
that gets annoying.
No, there was no annoying questions. You know how this goes because you've lived it. They know, and the fans, and these fans in particular, know an incredible amount. So it's sort of scary. But it all worked out. It was good. Got back at 10. The event started. The event went pretty long. I didn't even think about it until I was driving out of there. I was like, wait a second, it's like 8:30.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep. Shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did Trevor pay you a check or cash?
This is getting personal.
Wanting to know if it's a tax evasion situation.
I don't want to talk about the IRS. It's a check in my wallet.
Okay.
Yeah. Trevor runs a tight ship, as I said.
Yeah. He's probably the accountant also of this whole situation.
Trevor's wearing a Tommy Frazier jersey.
Whoa.
It was 15, I assume.
It could have been Dylan.
Or it could have been Dylan.
Might have been Dylan.
I don't know. It seemed like an old school jersey. Trevor, weigh in. Is that Dylan or Tommy? It looked like an old school jersey. God dang. I just assumed it was Tommy. Yeah. Sorry to Dylan.
It's old school, probably was.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Anything else? I don't chit chat. I got nothing at all.
No, I've got nothing. All I have is the semi. That was it. That
I like
it
the
up.
Semi thing. Those guys, you're right. I know
they're humping it. And I tell you what, it's a one man show. It's not. So you're driving the truck and you're emptying the truck.
I knew.
It's not like, well, they all park it, all back it in, and you guys get the stuff out. Oh no, they're the ones doing it.
It's hard work.
He's making sure the door's open for me.
I have a friend who drove a truck for Frito-Lay's. I don't think it was heavy lifting, but it was what you're talking about. He was up like at 3 a.m.
driving his Frito-Lay's truck.
I saw something also, and I had it came whipping by me the other day, and I thought it was incredible. UPS truck came whipping by.
Mm-hmm.
Both doors are open.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, there's not one thing difference from that in 1974. There's no difference. The truck is
the same.
The truck is exactly the same. They've done no upgrades, not tried, and it is a gas guzzling wind hog. I mean, it is. I mean,
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's this giant brown truck,
mm-hmm.
and it's so big. And the guy, and both doors are generally open. And the guy's
nice breeze
coming through there because it was hot. It was hot out. But 100%. I'm looking at that truck and I go, I'm not confused because that's the same truck that maybe brought a
don't
package.
Don't change it.
Don't UPS.
Don't you dare change that truck.
Breakers, get on board with this one. We do not all of a sudden need
this fight. This is a threat.
It's a direct threat to everyone.
UPS. Don't you dare.
Direct threat. Because
keep that the
just
way.
Just remember, here's what I'm concerned with.
It's a threat.
We had this. Remember, we talked about the beauty of the Swans truck, mm-hmm. and the Swans basically shut down right after that. Like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
So, someplace right now, there's like 500 refrigerated trucks that are parked somewhere that they have nowhere to go.
That would be nice to have one.
It'd be nice to have one of those bad boys driving around, too.
Throw that to work.
It's like Leo, he has that Hertz Donut truck. Yeah. It's still there.
Why does he have a Hertz Donut? I don't understand.
My neighbor has a Hertz Donut truck
here.
Parked right in his yard. I mean, but anyway, the great
UPS
point about
truck.
UPS.
Don't do it. Don't change it.
That's a remnant of better times.
It was better times, and they haven't changed a thing.
Nope.
They haven't. And you look, when they drive by, Jake, it's just like 1976.
I know. I love it. I'm like, this is great.
Not one thing has changed, I just love it.
And they're always in a rush.
They're always in a hurry.
Oh, God, they're
It's
in
the same
hurry.
Outfit, too, right? Same clothes. Everything's the same.
I don't think you can stop a guy like that delivers a box and just say, hey, how you doing?
I don't think you can.
What's going on?
Nope.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Things to do.
Yeah. I think they just keep walking.
Yep.
They do.
Have a good day.
I talk to him every time, of course.
Do they stop?
Not really. I mean, I kind of like, hey, I know you guys are rolling today, busy day. But it's not a lot of, hey, real quick, that's a crazy truck you got there.
Would you say to a UPS driver the words, you got a second?
That'd be a lot.
I don't think you would. I think the answer is no.
Also, I think their pay wraps up with the same. When they're done, they're going to get, so if they do their job in 10 hours or 7 hours, you're getting paid the same.
Oh.
I think that's the deal.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I think the liver is going to be,
per day fee.
I think it's like, hey, this is what we're doing today. So they're like, well, hey, if we get this thing knocked out. And anyone, though, I would love to have, they get a lot of steps in.
And they're lifting stuff all day long. Yeah. Those packages are not light.
No, somebody's got to load them. That's the other thing. If this show goes bad, I just had an idea. If it goes bad, we could go load UPS.
We could load UPS trucks,
and it'd be about the similar hours. I think we'd have to be a little earlier,
5 a.m. I think you start that.
We'd have to run one of those.
How do you
beep.
Know?
This? Seth did that back in college.
We have to run one. We have to run one of those guns. The beep, beep.
That'd be great.
Be awesome. Beep. I didn't hear Simple's beep beep. Like no, Steve,
do that
again.
There.
Steve, do that again.
You didn't work.
You double clicked on that one.
I bet you worked from five to eight.
Yeah.
Wow, Seth did that?
Yeah, Seth did FedEx in college.
In Lincoln?
It might have been 4 a.m. for him, actually. He was just always tired. 24/7, just tired. Didn't last long.
We'd have to deal with barcodes, guys. Barcodes.
We can deal with barcodes.
We did a lot of barcodes coming.
We do self-check. God, I've gone to self-check, by the way. I've gone to it.
Well, that's going to upset Bill. We got to move on.
I've gone to it.
It's going to bother Bill.
Just stop.
I've gone.
Stop this conversation.
That's Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey!
Seed, chemicals, fertilizer. Someone run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738egg.com.
Imagine the excitement when you're standing there. You're outside your field right there, and all of a sudden Joey starts that bad boy up. Boom, boom, boom.
That's a nice sound.
What's the bad boy?
Oh, yeah, the sprayer.
Oh, it makes that sound?
Oh, yeah, oh, you know it
does.
That was a nice sound.
Wow.
Then you'd hear it in the background.
Just played for Nebraska.
So Joey would have a tuba on loop. He has a tuba playing on loop. We imagine all of a sudden... You're standing outside.
Joey, that's awesome.
Did that with your wife. You're outside the bean field. Hey, turn the radio down. Listen to the sprayer. Boom, 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 boom.
But who was great that? Idea.
It's a great idea. It's the Nebraska marching band.
It's great, you know, just being a random a field.
The random field.
On a Wednesday.
We just stopped asking questions years ago with Joe. Yes. He just knows what he's doing.
The Joey.
738.
In the field. 738-AG.
Number
19.com. I'm curious. Probably didn't get this question asked last night, Sip, but.
What?
If the game against Cincinnati in Arrowhead is a shootout game, high scoring game. You've said already it might be 37-27 was an early pick you had for this game.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because you told me that face to face. You said that's my pick for this game.
37-27.
I'm curious again. We're not now 8 days away from kickoff in Kansas City. How will fans respond if this is a shootout game? Excited for offense, but concerned about defense. If it is high scoring,
that's it.
What's the response?
Excited for offense, concerned about defense. Can Cincinnati put 27 on them?
My take on the game is going to go, Nebraska is always somewhat in control. There'll be a time maybe when Cincinnati scores and you kind of go, now it's 31-17. All of a sudden it's mid-third quarter and it's a two-score game. It's like, hang on now. Hang on. This is a little bit concerning. So I see it being maybe somewhere like you said, I would say it finishes up 37-17. There's going to be a time when you're going to have a little bit of concern. Something happened. That would be my
pretty
guess.
Pretty high scoring, though.
But fairly high scoring, yes. Pretty high scoring.
I think the day will be, the weather will be good. It's really hard to say how it's going to be approached. But I think Nebraska can score. And I just think Nebraska's defense has got a lot to work through. I think that you would say that the defense, you hope if you're a Nebraska fan, that it's one of those situations where it gets better. It actually gets better. Teams do get better haven't seen that here very often in recent years, but you see it at other places where teams actually get better as the season goes on. What a novel thing that is. We haven't seen that, but maybe that will happen with the defense, right?
Yeah, but you're expecting a high scoring game though.
37-27 is my gut feel. 37-27.
I feel good about
this. 10-point win. Yeah.
10-point win.
I can tell you how people react because people have reacted to me and they're like, they don't like it. They don't like 27. This is a 10-point win. Take it.
I think that, if you're a Husker fan, you've seen unfortunate losses to start off seasons. There's no reason to complain if you win by 10 points. Win the game.
Covered.
Win the game.
Yeah.
You want to know. It could be ugly. It could be a fun game, but if you just have to win. Don't
12-10.
Now, that would be rough, but that's a win. It's still 1-0.
Why would it be rough? That means the defense played tremendously.
That's true.
So that doesn't add up. Only matters on the offense.
People like the points, Bill. You know that.
You got caught.
That'd be bad. No, you just held them to 10 points and won. That would be horrible. How does that happen? Why, God, why?
Busted.
Yeah, I got busted.
Jake.
I got busted.
Fandom kills me.
People like points. They like scoring.
I wonder if 12-10 wouldn't cause some consternation. 12-10 win.
Might, but they won the game.
Yeah.
And the defense looks good then if that's the case.
I'm in the camp that it's 1-0. You're 1-0. Then get better. I don't know. My expectations have probably dipped a little bit over the years. Seriously,
it probably does.
Just get to 1-0. Think about it. Think about how long they haven't won a conference title in Nebraska since 1999. They took the pennants down in the Hawks Championship Center. Can't have that up there.
Why?
Well, because too long ago, people look at it and go, "Wait a second, 99,
26 years."
It's 26.
I don't know. There's a lot. Some places, Iowa State's one. The last one I think they won was in 1904. Yeah. So that'd be a long time ago.
But they probably don't have the 1904 pennant.
I think Nebraska fans still count. I think they still count.
Well, they took them down.
They still count Devaney's.
When did they come down?
National championship.
I mean, they remodeled. So it's been a while since they were up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Brett says, I'd be more concerned with 12-10 than 37-27.
More concern. Yeah, I would.
But Brett, defense would look good with 10 points allowed, though.
I don't know.
You might say it.
What's the sweet spot? Okay, what's the sweet spot?
I don't know what the sweet spot is.
Well, it's probably
going to be 42-6.
That'd be pretty nice.
Yes, everyone's 40.
The Kool-Aid would be gushing.
42-6.
Uncontrollably at that point.
Well, when I say sweet spot, I mean what's reasonable. I mean, what's realistic? And I think that's more like 35 to 12.
Could be.
Yeah. That's a sweet spot.
A lot of Kool-Aid if that's the case. If they win 35-12, this place would be ecstatic.
Yeah, and 46, obviously.
The spread's 7 points right now for this game, I'm pretty sure, unless it changed this morning. Yeah.
I think right now, that before I get too deep into it, because I've just read a couple articles on Cincinnati, so I don't know.
What have you found? I'd like to know this.
They just talked about the most surprising part of it, probably just reading, was they were very impressed with both sides of the ball. Defensive front, they were impressed with. They were impressed with Sorsby. Is it Sorsby?
Yeah.
Yes, Brendan Sorsby.
They're impressed with that. So I would still, as I was reading, it seemed a little bit more offense, but I didn't know if that was, you know, if that was good on good. I don't know what that was. That's why having Pike in here,
Tony Pike,
to talk to us is really important.
On Thursday.
Because if someone says right now, well, I really know about him, no, you don't.
Is that tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
We're tracking on the time. Yes. So, but the point is that someone that needs someone that's been to practice, that follows them daily.
Uh-huh.
Like that. That's Pike. Like, if someone, you know, the people, I get asked a lot, what do you think? And I generally talk about the schedule. Some other things, because that's what I know about. I don't know about the team. Steve's been to see him. I've not seen him. I've not watched him practice one time. Not watched him practice one time, nor have I talked to a coach or anyone
Insiders.
Else. Yeah, I'm not an insider on that. Steve's an insider. He goes to practice.
I am.
If you're trying to... Vegas has Nebraska as a 6.5-point favorite. The over-under is 53.5, so that's about a 31-24 type game
for
the spread.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what they're expecting.
Sorsby, god dang, Sorsby, I just didn't know this.
It's pretty good.
This minute.
And he has some feet, too.
He's 6'3", 235.
Yeah.
He's big, dude.
Just shy of 500 yards rushing last year, Sorsby had.
And
they were bad.
4-18.
Yeah, they were bad.
5-7.
What? They're 4-8.
Well, I'm looking at it in this magazine. The magazine could be wrong, but it says, 5-7.
All right.
3-6 in the Big 12.
Gotcha.
Who did they have? Did they have a good win?
Look at their wins. I can do that right now.
Look at their wins. Is there anything that stood out to you?
Would you say Towson? No.
Nope.
Would you say Miami? Oh, Ohio?
Not a bad win. Decent win.
God, they did beat Houston 34-0. Houston was bad.
Yeah. 34-0 is kind of odd, though.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good game.
Yeah, they did.
To beat someone is hard, just so you know.
Yeah.
Shut them out. It's really hard. When you throw a Nathan at him, 34-0.
It's pretty
good. I love that one.
Nathan.
Yeah.
They did win at UCF. 1913.
Okay, that's again pretty decent.
Wait a second, is this serious? Did they beat Arizona State? What am I looking at here?
Is this 2009? You have the wrong magazine.
I don't know.
Would that be wrong?
I don't know. For sure.
No, you brought
it's 2025.
You brought your Lindy's magazine from 2 years ago.
No, it's 2025.
Okay, didn't know they beat Arizona State.
They beat Arizona State last year?
That's a good win.
That's a good win. That'd be
24-14.
Someone says that ESPN picked Cincinnati as a dark horse to win the Big 12 last night.
Yeah, they're a dark horse, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Arizona State, they beat Arizona State. That would be their
Ron
best
says
win.
Yes, they beat Arizona State.
Yeah, so okay. That, what happened is they
pretty
beat,
incredible.
Yeah, they beat Arizona State, and then they lost their last five. So that was
what would have happened. So
at the big win, and this just fell apart.
Lost at Colorado, lost at home to Virginia, lost at Iowa State, lost at Kansas State, and then lost at home to TCU. So they went to Colorado, Iowa State, and Kansas.
So the first, so they're rolling like at 5-1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5-2. Yes,
5-2. Life was pretty good.
Ooh.
He's thinking extension.
Yeah,
and then
5-5.
The big thing is going to be, as you know. It'll be interesting to hear from Tony Pike just what the vibe is, just what's the feeling, what's the feeling of the team like that. What I read is good, but right now that doesn't count because you know what, everyone is good. Just go ahead.
No games been played.
Pull up a Northwestern article. Just try one out for us. Pull up an Akron one. See how Akron feels right now. It's incredible. Everybody's on the move the right direction. So
yeah,
you can't get much vibe for that. Tony Pike will give us a lot of information.
We'll track him.
But a returning quarterback, pretty good. I think they had a decent time in the. And they're.
They got a good tight end. They've got a good defensive lineman as well. Elite players.
Yeah,
I know. I go awkward a lot. Is that bad that we didn't know they beat Arizona State?
Well, it was middle of the season.
I would say more for you than me. Yes, because you're an insider.
That was an October game, mid October. Then they fell apart. I don't know if that was a big deal in mid October.
Okay.
Yeah. Arizona State was really just Thank got you. Good got Thank good you. The end of the season last year. They were good the whole season, but they really finished strong.
Mm-hmm. And if the article hadn't just popped up on my phone, I wouldn't have read it in the last like 2 weeks either. I wouldn't have read anything.
Popped up.
It seems like they've stayed fairly healthy a little bit. You know, I heard right, it was Texas Tech lost their starting running back for the year in a scrimmage or something or practice. So it seemed like they've stayed fairly healthy. But I would say this. This is a formidable team that they're playing. Cincinnati is a formidable.
Absolutely. I 100%
Absolutely.
Agree. Yeah. They'll have guys.
Yeah, they'll have guys. When you watch them warm up, you go, that's a pretty good-looking team.
Run 100.
And also – It probably
did. I hope people understand. I'm glad you're saying that.
And Cincinnati also they're in an area of a lot of talent. I mean, there's a lot of players that just Kentucky built when they had all their success. You know where all those players were from? Ohio. I mean, they butt up to it, but they border them. But their players are from Ohio.
I'm glad you're saying this. Yeah. Now, I will tell you this. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I know what I'll see. They'll be good. They'll have guys. Yeah. What you'll see, though, is they won't be very deep.
That's true.
Yeah, they won't be quite as deep.
And I would doubt the offensive line has the same mass, but maybe we'll learn something on that also.
Let's just give a quick. Yeah, I mean, if you look at it quick, they got some mass. If that's accurate, they might not.
What's the returning starters?
Mass?
No. Just the numbers.
How many?
Does it say offense, defense?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thanks. Returning starter 7, 4 on offense, 3 on defense. Not many. Retooled secondary. This has their potential problems. Sorsby and his completely revamped wide receiver room will need to click quickly.
Yeah, I think they went all the way. I think they went all portal.
Yeah, I think they did. And then on defense, retooled secondary. What they have is an all Big Ten tight end and an all Big Ten
all Big nose, 12.
All Big 12. They don't play in the Big yeah, Ten. All Big 12 nose, all yeah. Big 12 tight end and Sorsby. Yep. That's their dudes.
We'll hear more from them with Tony Pike tomorrow. Before we get to break, though, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today in downtown Lincoln, where might you go, Bill?
The Bird.
Early Bird, 19th
and K. Not late Bird.
No. They're open right now. Opened up 9 minutes ago. Stop by for a variety of pancakes, French toast, waffles, burritos, chicken fried steak. And don't forget the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. That was aggressive.
At 19th and K, stop by today for breakfast, brunch, and lunch open until 2 o'clock.
Why that look?
When we come back.
The shirt that you showed up in a, what's the name of the brand again?
Rowback.
Just like, and you think we wouldn't notice. That's the best part. Yeah,
you've never
showed
worn
up
this shirt
in a $100 polo, and you've showed up in $19 polos your whole life, and all of a sudden we're not supposed to notice. That bothers me the most.
Don't let it bother you.
When we come back, Auburn is giving themselves national championships. We'll discuss that next in Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.